Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there, it's Wendy McNeil with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for tuning in to podcast number 47. Today, our topic is called Grow Your Speaking Biz While Planting Sticky Seeds. Okay? I'm going to tell you a little story because I love to tell stories, and we're all storytellers. And when I was young, my folks actually were missionaries in Monrovia, Liberia, which is in Africa, and they ran a home with 33 kids. During our time there, I got malaria. I was rushed back to the United States for care, and I pulled through, of course, just fine. But after I was healed, and as I grew up, there was no lasting effects for me physically anyway. And as a kid, I never really thought about it until I went to a fair, actually, one year with my aunt. I think it was about 11 years old. I don't really have many standout memories at that age, but I do remember her saying that if you eat too much sugar, your malaria will come back. I was stunned. I was like, what? No. I mean, I loved candy. I absolutely loved candy, especially chocolate. How could something so wonderful make me so sick again after being healthy for so long? I remember pausing to let it sink in. You know, I turned it over and over my mind. I tried to shrug it off, but for some reason I just couldn't. Her message stuck. That short little message stuck. You know, was it true? I had no idea. Really, I didn't. Maybe she was teasing me, you know, to get me to cut back on eating so much candy. Maybe it was true. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. What I do know is that it was a sticky message. And today at 51, oh no, oops, 52, I still remember her saying that to me so long ago. And I do remember being cautious about what I ate when it came to a lot of sweets from then on. Did I quit? Oh, heck no. I mean, after all, I was a kid, right? However, I usually thought about that warning as I unwrapped those treats and wondered what might happen. The reason I'm sharing this with you, because we all have a message to share, right? And getting that message to really stick with the right person, with the right audience, it can be really tricky sometimes. Do you have, you know, to use a method such as my aunt's, you know, scare tactics? Really, am I right? No, you don't have to scare people. But if you can connect with a pre-existing pain point, you will make a connection and your message will stick. Don't create pain for gain. Rather, you're seeking to uncover and understand the pain that may already be there, so you can connect and then serve that person or audience, okay? You know, research your audience. You want to get to know them really well, you know, what they like, and be sure to know what they don't like, all right? That's just as important. So ask the planner if you can do like a poll before you go to the event to speak. Know exactly what their pain points are. Know what they need. Commit to connecting on a level that you know that they're going to understand, that they're going to feel, and that they will react to. All right? You want to compel them to take action by planting that sticky seed of a message like only you can for them. As it grows, so will your speaking business. Okay? I do want to mention one more thing before I close up this podcast number 47. If you would like to join our free speakers Facebook group, it's called Grow Your Speaking Biz. We would love to have you over there with the rest of our Charlie Jane speaker family. It's a great community. Everybody is there to help and learn. You can find it on Facebook, but the easiest way to get there is simply type in speaking biz, B-I-Z, community.com, speakingbizcommunity.com. So go find us over there on Facebook, and we look forward to seeing you over there. Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.